The Corrections Corporation of America runs the Eloy Detention Center for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Two Guatemalan detainees killed themselves in the facility. Law enforcement sources say both immigrants hanged themselves. Alessandra Soler is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Arizona.
Two suicides in a week certainly does raise questions.
She says there's been concerns in the past about ICE's relationship with private prisons. ICE officials say they are reviewing the CCA's policies for staffing and for suicide prevention. ICE says it keeps a full-time medical staff at Eloy and its officers visit the site daily. Bob Leibel is with Grassroots Leadership, an activist group opposed to private prisons. He questioned whether the staffing was adequate at the Eloy facility, and he points to a recent lawsuit against the CCA in Idaho, where the company admitted it had falsified staffing records.
So I do think that there is a chronic problem with staffing at some of these facilities.
ICE and the CCA declined to be interviewed on the air. In an email, the CCA said it exceeded national detention standards. In its response, ICE said it audited the Eloy facility last summer and found it was compliant with the agency's requirements for suicide prevention. However, ICE's audit said a 2011 death was the first one to have ever occurred at Eloy. A second ICE report contradicts that. It said 9 people died at the Eloy facility between 2003 and 2012. In Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.